G'day, it's Oscar. And because I've been listening to you, this is my first effort at Answer My Questions. In the Answer My Questions episode, the aim is to have regular episodes that are short and very specific based on your question. If you have a question or questions on listening in your workplace, email me podcast@oscartrimboli.com. That's podcast@oscartrimboli.com. This question comes from Gary from the United Kingdom. He asks, I'm an avid podcast listener. My question is, where do I start? Should I, for example, start with the most recent podcast you've released or simply pick up the podcast from the very beginning? Or are there really powerful ones that you'd suggest I should listen to as well? I'm really looking forward to this journey. And yes, Oscar, I have joined the 90-day challenge. Thank you, Gary. This question is a consistent one. It made me think and reflect about the changes I need to make in presenting the podcast episodes as we approach a century of podcasts, 100 podcasts. When the podcast started, it was designed to be 50% female, 50% male guests, 50% where English wasn't people's first language, and 50% where it was, 50% listeners in a professional context, 50% in a personal context, 50% who were older than me, and 50% who were younger than me. And I think it's a great way to create a podcast. What Gary has highlighted is something I didn't consider or really anticipate. What's the best place for you to start, and what's the best way for you to make progress? When you visit oscartrimboli.com/podcast, historically we had categories there to help you navigate, categories like healthcare or graphical facilitators or 1 to 5 in the 5 levels of listening. What I need to do now is add a category called Start Here, and that's something for me to get done. So thanks for Gary making it easier for you to listen and consume the content that I'm creating. Now, Gary, with your question specifically, if you're starting with deep listening right now, here's my recommendations about where to start. First, complete the listening assessment quiz. Visit listeningquiz.com. That's listeningquiz.com. Take the 5 to 7 minute quiz and you'll receive a personalized 5-page report highlighting your listening barriers and 3 specific and personalized actions where you can make progress. So visit listeningquiz.com to start. The companion podcast episode for this is The 4 Villains. So visit oscartrimboli.com/podcast/068. And that will take you directly to the 4 Villains episode. Or you can just type 4 Villains in the search bar and you'll get it. Step number 2, when you've completed reading the report, applied the action plan, Gary, you've done the right thing. Enroll in the 90-Day Deep Listening Challenge. If you want to do that, visit oscartrimboli.com/90days. That's 90 days. oscartrimboli.com/90days. By signing up, you'll receive 13 emails, once a week, with a very specific reminder about themes around the 5 levels of listening. The companion podcast episode to this is the 5 levels of listening, the big picture. So if you visit oscartrimboli.com/podcast/052, you will be able to listen to the 5 levels of listening big picture podcast. Now, Gary, when it comes to the last part of your question, are there any really powerful ones? That was your question. Are there any really powerful ones? And the ones you're referring to are episodes. So my answer is yes, Gary, I think there are really powerful ones. Yet I think a question that will be even more useful to you is, which episodes do you think other people found really powerful? So let's all help Gary out. Let's hear from you. Email podcast@oscartrimboli.com. That's podcast@oscartrimboli.com. And let me know, what are your top 3 podcast episodes? And more importantly, what about those made a difference for you? It could be an interview format that you related to the story or the tip, or it could be something around the 5 levels of listening. So let's help Gary out with your top 3 episodes, podcast@oscartrimboli.com. Email me your top three podcast episodes and what about them you really enjoyed. Here are some of the other questions coming up that other people have asked me. How do I listen on video conferences? What's a practical step I can take to improve my listening each day? How do I get other people to listen? Are there any changeable thinking patterns that impair effective listening? What are some of the tools I can use to enhance my listening? What are some of the unseen benefits of listening, even if you think the content is not important to you? How do you use different listening skills in different listening situations? And if so, how can you hone these skills specifically for each situation? How can we listen in a way that encourages quieter members of the team to share the challenges that they're facing? Are there strategies to set the stage for a listening session so we can hear and understand the speaker's meaning? I'm especially interested in how do you make the speaker more comfortable and optimal to be concise and to be clear? What does deep listening make possible? What are the intended and unintended consequences of it? In our current Zoom world, Oscar, how has listening changed? If it has, any possibilities for deeper listening in team meetings when you show up to that flat Zoom screen? These are all great questions, and what I'd love to learn from you is, how often do you want me to answer your question? Is it daily? Is it weekly? Is it fortnightly? Is it once a month where I group them all together? And what's your question? Let me know. Email me podcast@oscartrimboli.com. That's podcast@oscartrimboli.com. I'm Oscar Trimboli, and I'm on a quest to create 100 million deep listeners in the world, and you've given me the greatest gift of all. You've listened to me. Thanks for listening.